We've been conducting a highly scientific survey to get to the bottom of the question I've been asking. How common is it to find a double yolker when you crack an egg? So many of you are calling, texting, getting involved this morning. Thank you very much. To settle this once and for all, Blythe Kalnan is a Southwest egg farmer. She has a farm at Uduck near Harvey. Good morning, Blythe.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Blythe, how common is it to crack an egg into the fry pan and find a double yolker?
Well, it's actually very dependent on the age of the flock where the eggs are coming from.
So
I could do you up a straight dozen of double yolkers at the moment because I have young hens coming on, and when they're starting to lay, they sometimes forget the process a little bit and forget they've already dropped a yolk down and drop another one and then build the shell.
There you go. So the younger the hen, the more likely they are to drop a double yolker.
Yep. So if I've got a big egg in with the little pullets, then I can pretty much put money on it that that's going to be a double yolker.
And we had a caller in earlier who talked about candling, using a lamp to tell if there is a double yolk in the egg. Do you still do that?
Yep. Yep. So eggs are candled before they go into the packing process, so you can see if the double yolk's in there then too.
Fascinating. I was also reading, Blythe, that a couple of years ago you made a different kind of rare find when you cracked open a giant egg and found another full egg inside it. How does that happen?
Yeah, that was incredible. That's the only time we've actually found that. It's not totally rare, but it's uncommon. So that's another thing with young hens normally, is sometimes instead of contracting to expel the egg, they contract the wrong way and push the egg back up, and then another egg's formed around it.
Wow. Learning so much about eggs this morning. Dee in Boddington has sent through a text of her Sunday breakfast from their young Australop chooks, which are all double yolks. Is there a type of breed that's more likely to produce a double yolk, or is it just young hens?
I'm not entirely sure about that. We run highline birds, and it's certainly very common in as they start laying, but I imagine it'd be similar amongst most flocks.
Southwest egg farmer Blythe Kalnan is my guest. She is answering all our egg questions this morning. Blythe, I'm curious to know, do you keep your eggs in the fridge or in the cupboard?
So eggs are best kept below about 17 degrees. So it depends on the time of year. Once they've been refrigerated, you'll get condensation on them coming out of the fridge. So it's really important if you're keeping them in the fridge, then they do stay cool.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're creating an environment which, you know, that moist environment which bacteria can grow on. But as a general rule, during winter, you're pretty right keeping them out. But during summer, you're going to be safer from a bacteria point of view and from an ageing point of view, keeping them somewhere nice and cool like the fridge.
And do you have any tips on how to boil the perfect, easy-to-peel egg?
I don't think this one's an exact science, but a massive help is actually having eggs which are a bit older.
Okay.
The time to peel fresh eggs is very difficult. If you wait for about 2 weeks at least, then you will find it a lot easier.
Wow, this is you are a wealth of egg knowledge. Tell me, we are about 2 minutes away from the news, but just quickly, you set up an egg farm after losing your milking job when Browns laid off a few people a few years back. Has that been a worthwhile move for you?
Yeah, it certainly has. We do a pastured egg operation, so they move around the farm after our beef cattle. And it's been fantastic. I think people are really aware of high welfare systems for hens and how important it is. And we all know that happy chickens produce the tastiest eggs. So people are sort of constantly blown away by the quality of our happy chickens' eggs.
Well, Blythe, thank you so much for taking the time out to finally settle that question once and for all. How common is it to find a double yolker? Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Blythe Kalnan there. There you go. The younger the hen, the more likely it is to produce a double yolker.